This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 432 for Monday, June 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mixed on Monday, with increases in the upfront contracts and losses in the deferred positions. At the final settlement, the July canola contract gains $3.10 at $689 per ton. The November contract bumps up 80 cents at $665.70 per ton. The vegetable oils are trying to fend off pressure from sharp losses in global crude oil prices. Crude took a hit after Goldman Sachs forecast weaker global demand and increased supplies in 2023. The Chicago soy complex has been choppy, but is now mostly lower. There are upticks in European rapeseed and small losses in Malaysian palm oil. The prairies will see cool temperatures and rain in Alberta over the coming days, while Saskatchewan and Manitoba are to be warmer and drier. Crush margins are pushing higher, which further underpins canola values. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 74.78 U.S. cents on Monday afternoon, compared to Friday's close of 74.96. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export inspections of soybeans for the week ending June 8th are nearly 142,000 tons, down from the previous week. Corn export inspections are almost 1.17 million tons, slightly below last week. Those for wheat are down as well, at less than 247,000 tons. The USDA will release its crop progress report later this afternoon. Corsorel trimmed its call on cereal production in the European Union by 2.2% due to dry conditions in Northern Europe and Spain in the south. Corsorel projects output to be 296.7 million tons. Ag Rural says the second corn harvest in Brazil is 2.2% complete. Ag Rural expects total production to hit a record 127.4 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Monday. The July contract drops 14 cents at $13.73 per bushel. July soy oil falls more than 6 tenths of a cent at 53.98 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal nudges up 20 cents at $397.40 per short ton. Corn is stronger, with its July contract gaining 13 cents at $6.17 per bushel. Oats are higher as its July contract rises 7.5 cents at $3.66. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago July increases 3.5 cents at $6.34. Kansas City gives up a penny at $7.96.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July nudges up a penny at $8.13. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, June 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.